I'm Hayup Panjwani with an AP News Minute. The Supreme Court refused to allow the Trump administration to deploy National Guard troops in the Chicago area to support its immigration crackdown. That's a significant defeat for the president's efforts to send troops to U.S. cities. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on the cancer diagnosis of a former senator.
Former Nebraska U.S. Senator Ben Sasse has announced that he has been diagnosed with advanced pancreatic cancer. The 53-year-old Sasse resigned from the Senate in January 2023 to become the president of the University of Florida. Sasse was a vocal critic of Donald Trump and one of seven Republican senators to vote for Trump's conviction after the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Sasse says he is determined to fight the disease, highlighting advancements in immunotherapy and other treatments as part of his hope. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Hayup Panjwani, AP News.